you will apply these steps to your own finances and apply your life energy to the challenges that face our species and our planet. We wish you great success. Summary of Step 9. Become knowledgeable and sophisticated about long-term income-producing investments and manage your finances for a consistent income sufficient to your needs over the long term. Money Talk Questions. Watch out for relinquishing your power by taking advice from others. Filter everything through your own values and research. At the same time, we learn so much by hearing how others develop multiple income streams from a range of investments. Using the suggestions in the epilogue for how to have a money talk, raise these questions in your daily reflections, with your partner, or in social groups. Remember, adding why to the end of any question will take it deeper. Adding how has society shaped my answer to any question will take it wider. There are no right answers. What are you putting in place now to keep you afloat as you age? In a pinch, what could you do to make extra money? Whom or what would you trust to help you invest your money? What's been your experience to date with investing? What are your hopes? What values and beliefs do you bring to investing? What is your risk tolerance in money and life? What does financial independence mean to you? Quick reference for the 9-step program. There are no shortcuts. This entire audiobook with all 9 steps is a shortcut. The steps are summarized here for review, reference, and reminders. This is a whole systems approach. Conscientiously applying all the steps automatically makes your personal finances an integrated whole. These are also very basic, fundamental practices for any business. And you are a business. You are in the business of maximizing the return you get in happiness for every hour of life energy spent. Step 1. Making peace with the past. A. How much have you earned in your life? Find out your total lifetime earnings, the sum total of your gross income, from the first penny you ever earned to your most recent paycheck. B. What have you got to show for it? Find out your net worth by creating a personal balance sheet of assets and liabilities, everything you own and everything you owe. Step 2. Being in the present, tracking your life energy. A. How much are you trading your life energy for? Establish the actual costs in time and money required to maintain your job and compute your real hourly wage. B. Keep track of every cent that comes into or goes out of your life. Step 3. Where is it all going? The monthly tabulation. Every month, total all expenses within categories generated by your own unique spending pattern. Then total income. Convert dollars spent in each category to hours of life energy using your real hourly wage as computed in step 2. Step 4. 3 questions that will transform your life. On your monthly tabulation, ask these 3 questions of each of your category totals expressed as hours of life energy and record your responses. Did I receive fulfillment, satisfaction, and value in proportion to life energy spent? Is this expenditure of life energy in alignment with my values and life purpose? How might this expenditure change if I didn't have to work for money? For each question in each category, evaluate whether the expense should increase, decrease, or stay the same for your optimal fulfillment. This is the heart of the program. Step 5. making life energy visible. Create a large wall or online chart plotting the total monthly income and total monthly expenses from your monthly tabulation. Put it where you will see it every day. Step 6. Valuing your life energy, minimizing spending. Learn and practice intelligent use of your life energy, i.e. money, which will result in lowering your expenses and increasing your savings. This will create greater fulfillment, integrity, and alignment in your life. Step 7. Valuing your life energy, maximizing income. Respect the life energy you are putting into your job. Money is simply something you trade your life energy for. Trade it with purpose and integrity for increased earnings. Step 8. Capital and crossover point. Each month, apply the following equation to your accumulated capital and post the monthly independence income as a separate line on your wall chart. Capital times current long-term interest rate over 12 equals monthly investment income. Step 9. Investing for FI. This step will help you become knowledgeable and sophisticated about income-producing investments that can provide a consistent income sufficient to your needs over the long term. Set up your financial plan using the three pillars: capital, the income-producing core of your financial independence; cushion, enough ready cash earning bank interest to cover 6 months of expenses; and cash, C-A-C-H-E, the surplus of funds resulting from your continued practice of the 9 steps. For additional resources, visit http://yourmoneyoryourlife.com and visit it often. Epilogue. Money Talks. Money Talks. This phrase, as far back as Euripides, has eloquently expressed the power of money to get things done in business, politics, commerce, and even romance. Unfortunately, once money talks, the conversation usually ends. Money closes the deal, conversationally speaking, and we shut up. We live in a money-soaked culture, yet talking about our personal finances is often taboo. It's time to do something about that. The purpose of these money talks is to break the silence around our relationship with money and open up a new conversation. When was the last time you openly discussed your debt or your income? If you're like most of us, playing the game by yourself, you're sifting through books, news stories, and advice columns and ping-ponging between methods, ultimately trying to save or spend or speculate our way to happiness. In Money Talks, we daylight our assumptions, fears, crazy strategies, regrets, and lies through conversation in the spirit of no shame, no blame. Don't you want to know what goes on in other people's minds about money? Wouldn't you like to hear about their stupidest mistakes and smartest strategies so you can break out of your rut and get sane about money? Wouldn't you like a safe way to swap stories and ponder the mysteries of money, work, job, income, saving, investing, giving, and hoarding? Like many young people, Danita S. says, I was stuck in a typical 9-to-5 job that wasn't right for me. I wanted to feel like I was making a difference, but sitting behind a computer for 8 hours wasn't cutting it. I craved something more. Around this time, a friend introduced me to a Simplicity community group. I found it to be a safe place where people shared their desires, fears, values, and life goals. We discussed current events relating to finance, technology, sustainability, and mindfulness, just to name a few. I became more and more inspired to live life of meaning, purpose, and adventure. Finally, one day, it hit me. My life wasn't going to change if I didn't take action. I had always dreamed of traveling, but told myself every excuse in the book. Soon, I quit my job and booked a plane ticket to the other side of the world solo with a single backpack. Money talks are deceptively simple, yet they can change your life. A few guidelines, a potent topic or question, a process that lets everyone have a turn. While it may seem scary exciting to open up with others the can of worms that is our relationship with money, years of experience using such a simple method lets me guarantee with confidence that you will feel relieved, empowered, more at ease with your choices, motivated to continue transforming your relationship with money. In Money Talks, there are no experts because it's not about fixing ourselves. It's about understanding ourselves as people caught in a consumerist money culture that may feed our greed but not our real needs for being connected, respected, and protected. Discussing your relationship with money in this manner is different from talking with a financial advisor about investing or a debt payoff plan. Our relationship with money has to do with the thoughts, feelings, attitudes, beliefs, and life experiences we've woven into a unique personal tapestry. Solving some of your money problems might be a byproduct, but it's not the purpose. Money talks are designed to surface those surprising discoveries that come unbidden in open, inquisitive conversations. Rules for Money Talks. Try an experiment. Ask someone to swap stories with you about one thing you've each bought in the last 6 months you didn't really need. Everyone has those, guaranteed. It's a money-related question, but it isn't too personal, so it's a good way to put a toe in the water. When I first did this in a workshop, I was stunned. No one wanted to stop their dyads to listen to me again. I could have left the room for the duration, and everybody would have given the workshop rave reviews. You could pose a topic with your partner or housemate. You could post the question on your social media feed and see what your friends say. You could bring it up over lunch with a coworker. You could even enroll a friend to co-host a money talk in your home or at a cafe. It's easier and more fun with a friend, and at the very least, you'll have one person to talk to about the topic of the week. At best, it could even be a way to meet new people and broaden your community. Since money is such a charged subject, we suggest using the following guidelines and tips to have a deeper and possibly ongoing money talk. These suggestions are adapted from the Conversation Cafe process, a low-bar entry dialogue method now used around the world by people who gather to make sense of the events of the day or the big questions of our times. In the context of your money or your life, the topic is our ever-fascinating and confusing relationship with money. If you are following the steps, engaging in money talks isn't necessary but will surely accelerate your transformational journey and the very practical process of debt reduction, saving money, and redesigning your money life to reflect your values and your dreams. Getting out of your head and into a no-shame, no-blame conversation really is the hottest tip for changing your relationship with money. Who and where? Anyone willing to engage with you in a candid, curious, no shame, no blame spirit is a perfect partner for a money talk. It could be between you and your journal, with your partner cozied up in bed, with your family around the dinner table, with your friends in a cafe or living room, with participants in a workshop or students in a classroom. Do it with anyone you trust and anywhere you can speak freely without being interrupted before everyone feels complete. If you are with people you don't know, the following guidelines should assure enough safety to open up. Once you get the hang of money talks, you can adapt to many circumstances, but for now, here are suggestions for three possible scenarios. Process for journaling. One person. If you keep a journal, you know that writing can be a process of discovery. You can augment that quality by writing the money question you want to consider on the top of a page, taking a breath, and inviting your wiser self to write an answer. Give that wiser self freedom to scribble for at least 5 minutes uninterrupted. You'll be surprised by your answer. You can repeat this with another question, or the same one, as often and as long as you like. Process for a dialogue, two people. This may be a more personal and even intimate circumstance, perhaps your partner, best friend, or teenager. It's good to affirm that you are changing the subject, so to speak, shifting from ordinary conversation to an intentional dialogue. Half a minute of silence works wonders, then use the guidelines that follow. Process for small groups, 3 to 8 people. Having no more than 8 participants ensures that everyone gets enough time to express themselves. If more show up, you can split into 2 groups. People may insist that they want to stay together, but guaranteed you'll have better conversations with fewer people in the circle. Do whatever helps everyone have a voice and helps the conversation stay personal, lively, exploratory, and safe. It works well to open with each person around the circle having a minute or two to speak on the topic without interruption or feedback, and to close the conversation with another round of each person speaking for a minute or two about what they are taking away. It helps for someone to function as a host, to shift the group from chatting to the topic at hand. The host may get the ball rolling by starting the first go-round and also initiate the final go-round about 10 or 15 minutes from the agreed-upon ending. Hosts are part of the conversation. They don't lob in firecracker questions from the edge to see what happens or offer advice. They stay curious, inquisitive, and open along with everyone. Don't try a money talk on the fly. Give it at least half an hour for 2 people, more with more people. Agreements. No shame, no blame. Keep a non-judgmental attitude as best you can towards yourself and others. This doesn't mean everyone has to be polite or agree. Just be open to other points of view. Confidentiality. What is said in the group stays in the group. Presence. Arrive on time, stay till the end, and give full attention to everyone who speaks. Brevity. Go for honesty and depth, but keep things concise so everyone has a fair amount of airtime. Commercial-free zone. Do your marketing, advice-giving, and lengthy lectures elsewhere and elsewhen. We don't come to be fixed. We come to learn about ourselves, one another, and the world. Topics. An open-ended question or suggestion that everyone can answer from their own experience works best. Use the questions at the end of each chapter, and then try to come up with your own. Remember, implied in many questions and topics is, and why? Don't be afraid to go there. A great way to drive a question deeper is for someone to say, tell me more about that, or what led you to that point of view? Be careful, because your tone matters. Why do you think that can sound truly interested or quite snarky? Since society shapes our thinking, feeling, and behavior around money, you can widen any money talk by asking, how has society influenced your answers? The questions at the end of each chapter in your money or your life are only examples of what can be raised in a money talk. In fact, your topic can be just one word, like money, work, meaning, purpose, priorities, simplicity, stuff, debt, borrowing, lending, tithing, taxes, insurance, and so on, followed by 3 questions. What do you think about it? What do you feel about it? What are you doing about it? Posing a question this way gives everyone a point of entry. Some people are thinkers, some feelers, and some doers, and each needs a door to enter the opening round with no feedback or crosstalk. After that, go wild in a free-flowing conversation until the closing round. So let's talk. In the word culture is the word cult. If we keep a cult of silence about our relationship with money, we all stay in the grip of that shame and blame, more is better and it's never enough, greed is good, whoever dies with the most toys wins, story we've been taught. We can both accelerate our own journey and be radical culture changers by changing the subject of our conversation from small talk, i.e. trivia, gossip, and complaining, to big talk about money and life. Not only that, we will be giving our conversation partners a profound gift. Liberation from their own prisons of fear and confusion and their own blindness. Use the questions and topics in the preceding chapters or make up your own. Let the conversations begin.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Your Money or Your Life, 9 Steps to Transforming Your Relationship with Money and Achieving Financial Independence. This program was directed by Chris Koscheski, executive producer Dan Musselman. Text copyright 1992 by Vicki Robin and Joe Dominguez. Copyright 2008-2018 by Vicki Robin. Forward copyright 2018 by Peter Adeney. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.